everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of our Bachelor Recap here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are in Peru with more I Love Yous than I've ever heard on The Bachelor before. Stay tuned right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wait, you guys,
I've been waiting for this moment for my whole life.
I know, me too. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. And joining me tonight, I have Christine.
What's up, guys? I'm your host, Christine. You can find me on social media at Christine Bean.
And Sterling.
Hey, guys, I'm Renee. You can find me, just kidding. I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
You guys, during this episode, when the Leanne Rimes, it wasn't her version of it, of How Do I Live, came on, Sterling and I, like, were belting out every single word. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm tone deaf. Like, I can't hear music at all.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yes, you did.
How do we know this?
I'm really bad. Like, but that's my favorite song to sing.
I've seen your Instagram stories.
Oh, so you know I'm bad.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm just kidding. You're great.
Thank you. You have a beautiful voice.
You guys, so tonight we were in Peru. And also, we are going to recap, FYI, Women Tell All. We'll talk about that because last night was crazy. We're going to talk about this episode first. Guys, I feel like, you know how Ben Higgins dug himself in a hole by saying I love you to JoJo and Lauren? Like,
yeah.
This is so much worse than that.
This is way worse than that.
I mean, I just don't even know where to begin because I really used to think it was, like, illegal. Like, right. To say I love you on right. The Bachelor. You can't say that if you're the lead to more than one person, or can you at all? Like, it just confuses the audience so much, and obviously... Yeah. All the people involved.
Right.
But he just went for it.
Right. After his fantasy suite with Lauren, and he said, I love you so many times to her, it should have been impossible for him to, like, that should have just been it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this then is, he said, did the same thing with Becca.
And what confused me so much is that, like, I believed it when he was with Lauren. But then when he was with Becca, I actually believed it too.
Yeah,
so then
too.
I was like, I don't even know what to think. I think he's so confused.
I'm confused by his relationship with Lauren in general, so that was especially confusing. I just can see more chemistry with him and Becca, and I don't know if it's just because Becca has a little bit more of an obvious personality that
right.
we're seeing anyway
yeah.
through editing. I don't know if Lauren's is getting lost in editing or not for me. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just two completely different relationships.
Okay, well, three completely different.
I
feel like Kendall doesn't even count, right?
Kendall, yeah.
Kendall's out of the running at this point, so.
Can we just go ahead and, like, say that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it sucks, though, because they actually were so cute together, and he seemed to have so much fun with her. And their date was so fun.
Yeah. Their date was so much fun. Immediately when it came on, I was like, oh, my God, I'm jealous. Like, that was the first time watching
it. I know, you
it.
Did say that.
I was like, damn, I want to go dune bugging. Like, yeah. That looks so fun. And I wasn't at all mad at his goofiness in this part of it, too. Like, it just worked for them. And it made me kind of sad because I think they had the most easy, fun-loving relationship.
Right. I think if they had gotten started on with that connection mm-hmm. a little earlier, she could have definitely been a great fit for him.
Yeah. It's interesting because he has her as her top three, but he never really gave her a one-on-one date, right?
Yeah.
So
I
wonder, like, what goes through the lead's head, like, how he chooses those one-on-ones. Like, did he really not see it with Kendall at first? Like, you know what I mean?
I wonder if he, because sometimes they'll, like, put somebody aside if they feel like it's strong enough to, like, withstand the other things. But
right.
she consistently shined in, like, every group date setting. So I feel like she deserved, like, she earned that time with him.
Right. And then it's like sometimes he gives it the one-on-one when he wants to just spend more time. And then other times it's because they don't have a connection just yet. So it's, I don't know. It was confusing that she didn't get a lot of that time.
Definitely. Because mm-hmm. I think if she did have more time, there could have been more of a relationship there.
For sure.
Although what confuses me about her is that she is interesting and quirky. But she knows that about herself, and she, like, compliments herself about it, but then, like, uses it as a downfall as well. Did you guys get that?
We both kind of, like, went like this when what was she saying to Ari that she doesn't want him to like her for all of those things? She wants him to like
She's like, I don't want you to like me for my personality or for who I am. She said, I don't want you to like me for who I am. Something like that.
Yes. Right? And we were like, that's like your biggest selling point.
I think what she meant is like, the taxidermy thing is like her quirk on the show. And then but that's not all about what she's about. You know what I mean?
That she knows she's being typecast.
She's more than dead animals and... unique instruments.
Yeah. Right, exactly. That's what she was getting at. Like,
I think that's what she meant.
When the fun Kendall wears off, like, are you still going to be interested in me?
Right.
When and I think that she's very self-aware, honestly, to say that.
She truly is.
She also really knew that she wasn't interested in him. I think Jacqueline tweeted that Kendall cried more when I left than when she left. Yeah. And it was so accurate. I love that comment.
I cried when Jacqueline left, too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, whatever. Bye, Kendall. Hopefully she'll be on Paradise or something, because I feel like she'll do well then.
Yeah. People wanting her to be Bachelorette, but I don't know.
Oh.
I guess it just depends on how this season plays out.
Chat roll, what do you guys think? Do you think Kendall could be the Bachelorette?
Well, Lauren is definitely not going to be a Bachelorette.
No.
So if she wins, then maybe Becca could be Bachelorette.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if CN's still in the running for that. It seems like a lot of people last night at Women's Tell All were talking about Tia and CN.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah. And Becca is going to Bachelor in Paradise.
I saw that.
Becca am.
Yeah. But do you guys personally want to see Kendall as Bachelorette?
No.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I think that she has a great personality and she's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But in this environment, I don't know if I like her leading the show. I also don't believe that she believes that this could happen. That she could fall in love so quickly.
I get what you mean
and
by
that. And I
think
you want someone who really, like, thinks they can fall hard and quick, and you want
to buy into it, because we all are.
Definitely.
And I don't want to sound like everyone I say that I always hate when they're like, she's not ready for marriage. But I think Kendall has so much more like cool stuff to do in life than like, you know what I mean? I don't know for sure. Like, I get from her that she's ready to settle down, have babies, do that whole thing.
Yeah.
Which
is Ari. Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, I think it's great that you can go on the show and find someone to be your partner to do all that cool life stuff with.
Right. That's like Caitlin and Sean are a prime example of that.
Definitely. I think Dean and Leslie from Winter Games, I feel like they're going to be a prime. I'm so in love with them. I think they're going to be a prime example of that too.
Yeah.
Guys, also, by the way, in case you missed it, how dare you,
Shameless plug.
Christine and I were here last night with Ashley I, and we did a Winter Games recap, and it was everything.
Yep.
So go watch it.
Watch it.
Ashley gave her insight, obviously, on what happened in the very short season, and we found out a little bit more about her and Kevin, and also, I feel like she gave some really good hints about who she thinks could be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And we talked about just how the process is so different from, like, Paradise versus Winter Games versus the actual Bachelor and Bachelorette. So a lot of good things in there, guys. Check it out.
Yeah. We will leave the link on in the comment section of this episode, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, wait a minute, if you're on YouTube, it just says up next. So check it out there, too. okay. So back to this episode. So Kendall, bye. Lauren and Ari. I feel like we need to dive into their relationship because for me, it is so frustrating. And I can't imagine what it's like to be in this situation because obviously any new relationship makes you insecure, right? If you're falling for someone and you don't know how they feel about you, like that's scary just in the real world, let alone knowing that they are dating other people and going through this process. So I get there's a lot of insecurities. However, this is the premise of the show. And I think that she is just so standoffish. I don't even understand why Ari feels like he needs to validate her.
I just wanted to, so while we were watching, my boyfriend watches the show too, which is probably the reason we're together. Just kidding. But he said, Lauren is so boring, like nothing to her, so painful. They're just saying, I love you, and don't even talk about anything. And he thinks the whole episode is just footage of makeouts. That was a side note. But yeah, but I think that's how I view her, too. It's like, and Ari said it this episode, that he spends so much time reassuring Lauren about where she stands with him. That's kind of what I felt like the I love you is all about. Instead of him genuinely, it being a genuine I love you moment, he was like, maybe I need to say this to reassure her even more.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I mean, I believed it.
I believe it too. I actually do think he's in love with her. But I don't understand why. I don't see it there, but he's definitely really attracted, and I think that he wants to be in love with her.
Whether he's forcing it so bad.
He is forcing it.
And it honestly did give me a moment of satisfaction to hear him at least acknowledge it this episode, that he's definitely carrying the load in their communication, and with just reassuring her all the time. It felt like we were watching an episode of The Bachelorette versus an episode of The Bachelor.
That's true.
Like, where it's like all about making sure Lauren knows I'm into her. It's like, why isn't she making you feel like she's really into you? Because I'm sorry.
Yes, you're
I don't care how much Ari likes her. You can't tell me that's a valid effort on a woman on your part to show that she wants to be married to you. I was a guy, I'd be like, honey, like, I need more. Like, I wouldn't accept that.
That's really interesting, because I think you're absolutely right. Like, she's saying, like, I just don't want to get hurt. Like, I'm falling for you. Like, the more I get involved, like, the more scared I am. But for him, like, how does that make him feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's been vulnerable and open to her this entire time. Like, I've kept you this entire time. How are you still telling me that something's not there? Like, what? It's like she's stringing him along, I guess, to get to the proposal, but still.
I did not believe Lauren when she said it back. And then it also took her forever to say it.
Yeah.
He said it twice, I think, before she said that. Oh, my gosh. You too.
Wait, that's right. He said, I love you first.
Yeah, he said it first. And then she was like, said she was speechless. But then she said, I love you. And it felt super disingenuous to me.
Yeah.
Do you think his I love you felt like that, or hers?
Hers. Yeah. I think his felt genuine, for sure.
So do you think she's not in love with him, or do you think she's just like so scared out of her mind?
Hear it.
Gosh, I just can't get behind her.
I can't either. And it makes me feel uncomfortable to make all these assumptions about her and her intentions. But it's like, well, that's all we're left to do, because we don't know anything about her. She's not giving us anything.
Right. I mean, obviously we're reporting based on what we see. So I feel like these thoughts are valid. Like, she's probably a great person, and obviously he sees something in her. But from what we can tell, like, I just don't see it. And what really bothers me about it is he seemed so excited going over the Nazca lines. I think that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
I need to look those up, because they seem awesome. I want to do some research on them. But he was so excited, like a little kid, and you can tell, like, he wanted to experience that with her. She just sat silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, Paris Peru, girl, you are wasting these, like,
right, these opportunities.
Amazing opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like Ari keeps validating her. Like, do you blame her? I mean, she's getting what she wants. And maybe in some weird way, it's like her being that needy makes Ari feel more important and makes him feel like he's really wanted.
There's an aspect of that with dating, especially with guys. Like, they need to feel like, you know, they can provide for you, or that you want them, and they can fill some void for you. But it just can't be about her the entire time.
I felt like, more than any other episode, that Lauren expressed a lot of insecurities that we haven't seen her really talk about. When she was like, I just can't imagine you being with anyone else, and I need that validation, and all of that whole conversation, which, I mean, totally makes sense. I would feel the same way, you know, about like him being that far along with other people. But I think that's why their conversation progressed the way that it did, because she did express those insecurities.
Yeah,
and I felt like it wouldn't have really done that otherwise.
I see what you're saying with that. But again, going back to my point that, you know, this is The Bachelor. She's made it this far along for a reason. And I think it's just a gross misuse of their time to just harp on that instead of, you know, with Becca's conversation tonight, we saw them talking about whether or not she'd move there, what they're going to do about their future. Like, if you're so, like, with someone like Lauren, she talks about how intangible their relationship is, all the things that this just connection that she can't even put into words, but you're not sounding like you want it to like go anywhere past this experience by what we're seeing. I mean,
she told him she was ready to give up.
Yeah. Like,
how can we not like look over that? I mean, that's huge. Like, so I don't know. I think someone in the chat role said that she's just giving him, Ellie in the chat role said, Lauren gives him a healthy amount of chase. And I honestly think that really does intrigue him, and that's a big part of it.
Yeah. I agree. And she's just like Emily 2.0, essentially.
Yeah.
Or maybe not 2.0, but Emily's like the 2.0 version of whatever I'm trying to say.
I'm wondering if Lauren is the kind of girl in a relationship who this is just me speculating. Like, who needs a guy to tell her what's next? Like, is she waiting?
To take the lead?
To take the lead. Yeah. Like, really do so. And maybe that plays into why Ari likes her so much, because he's older. Maybe he can, you know, mold their relationship into what he wants at this point in their life. Because she doesn't seem to be very assertive about, like, this is the kind of relationship I want. This is the kind of dynamic I want with a partner in life. Like, I think she's maybe waiting on him to say that.
I mean, I think that's fair enough. I think that is... Ari is definitely looking for someone to come into his life. I mean, even the conversation with Becca, she was like, when would you want me to move?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sure. You know what I mean? So I'm sure these conversations are being discussed with Lauren as well. We're just not seeing them.
That's fair. Frustrating.
But it is frustrating.
We'll see what happens. Okay, so Becca, their date, it was hard watching it after seeing his time with Lauren, because there's so many I love yous that we were kind of like, okay, like, how's he going to act with Becca? Yeah. He can't possibly say I love you to her too. And then bam. And their date.
And she said it first.
She said it first. Yeah. And I feel like he hesitated a little bit too. Don't you think?
I felt like he maybe hesitated it, but the when he said it, but the he kept saying it, and he said it again, and they're when they had the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and he
could have just not said it again.
And he said it. Yeah. He said in his interviews too, I'm so in love with this girl. She's literally perfect.
Yeah. And he said that he would be willing to propose right then and there. That was huge.
There's a part of me that wants to end this now and propose right now in the sand.
Yeah.
Dunes. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really serious.
This is why, like, excuse my language, but this is a total mindfuck for me. Like, I can't imagine how the girls feel.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine being the person that Ari chose watching this back, because that would be so difficult.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I remember there's all these interviews and with Lauren Bushnell, and she said that the fact that Ari told JoJo that he loved her was something that she couldn't get over.
Ben told JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that she talked a lot about on her season, too. And she was very, like, aware that she didn't want to do that with the guys.
Oh, that JoJo
want to do that when she was the lead.
And Lauren found it so difficult to be with Ben after he told someone else that he loved her. So I
see that.
I wonder if this will cause, like, problems in paradise for whoever Ari chooses.
Was it when JoJo was Bachelorette and they had that really awkward double date? Was it Jordan and JoJo and Ben and Lauren B?
I think that was on their spinoff.
That was on the spinoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watch way too much of this show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We won't tell anyone.
I've never seen it. I don't know what you're talking about. that double date, this is a side note now, was so incredibly awkward. And JoJo did bring up, like, the tension between her and Lauren B, because Ben told them both that he loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really awkward.
I think it's going to be awkward for after the final rose, for sure. I'm nervous to see what happens.
Well, and now that we have 4 hours next week.
I know, so crazy. Goodness. I mean, do you guys have any other takeaways? Like, when you're watching Becca's relationship versus Lauren's relationship, did you feel like one was a little bit more seamless or felt more natural?
Yeah, I think Becca's chemistry is way more obvious. I don't know if she does lead the conversation, and she does have little comments here and there that I guess we don't get as much from Lauren, or at least it's not shown as much in editing. Becca just seems super comfortable, super sure of her feelings.
Yeah.
And very open, and especially in the part when her ex-boyfriend came along, it seems like she's pretty sure about what she wants.
I think she's the most open to this process and what it can mean for both of them. Like, she, even with her past literally confronting her at her door, she was like, no, like, you're not going to ruin this for me. I'm all in. Whereas, like, to bring up Lauren, she's looking for the next exit because of her insecurities. So as someone watching, I'm so much more on Team Becca and on board for their relationship, because you want to at least know that, like, they actually care.
You know, I have very mixed feelings, because part of me feels like Becca has such a great personality. She's really confident. Even when her ex came, he said that anyone can fall in love with Becca on the first date. Yeah. He said he did.
Yeah.
He's
like,
it's no surprise to me that she's here in the end.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of it is just her personality, because she's so free and so easy, but she really does lead all their conversations. And at one point I was like, oh my gosh, he looks bored. I felt like he was...
You thought Ari looked bored?
I thought Ari looked bored. Like, And with Lauren, he's just so much more engaged. Like, he's constantly worrying about her. And maybe it's just that Becca makes it so easy. But I think that's something that's going to be an issue, because he feels so comfortable with her that I can't wonder if he would choose her because he's just more comfortable.
Well, I think things changed now with the ex showing up. I think it gave Becca that feeling of, like, maybe not as intense as how he gets it with Lauren, but like that I need to chase her because someone else is going to chase her too. So that actually worked in her favor, in my opinion, because now I think it was more apparent to Ari that she is an amazing catch. And if he doesn't snatch her up, somebody absolutely wants to.
Can we just talk about how our chat right now is talking about how Ross should be the next Bachelor?
how fine is Ross, guys?
Y'all are hilarious.
Ross?
That was Becca's ex.
Wait a minute. He was so cute.
He was pretty cute.
But I don't understand. He came all the way from Minnesota. He flew all the way to Peru, right? Such a grand gesture. There to win Becca back. And it just seemed like he gave up so easily.
She was not having it, though, at all. There was, like, no glimmer of hope for me, like, in that situation. I saw some tweets that were like, does anyone else want Becca just to run away with her ex right now? But I just did not see that she wanted to do that. And she also said, this is so like you to do something like this. So that made me think that he's like kind of a grand gesture kind of person to get her back after doing something wrong or something like that. I mean, I don't know their exact history, but it seems like she was not surprised and not having it.
I just felt like he gave up so quickly. Like, if I made that much of an effort, if he was willing to swim there, then I feel like he should have, like, got down on his knees and, like, was crying and groveling to have her back and explaining, like, why he wanted her. Like, because I felt like he didn't really give any explanation besides saying, like, you're my person. I needed more from him. And I think Becca obviously did, too.
I wish that he had spoken to Becca before he spoke to Ari. That's a production thing. They obviously led him to Ari's room. But I thought some of the stuff he said was pretty sweet about, he was like, well, of course he's going to pick you because you're the best ever. But I think that was just a case of him wanting what he can't have anymore. Ross wanting one he can't have anymore.
Guys. I mean, they were together
for a long time to dedicate to someone.
Yeah. Definitely. And then for him to come chasing you across the world when you're finally with someone else.
And now he has 10,000 followers. People in the chat were saying he had 1,500 and now he has 10,000.
Let me look on his Instagram. Let's see what he got going on. I saw so many tweets
that were like expectation versus reality, and it was pictures of Ross and Ari.
Wait, Shanice said I followed Ross because he's fine and his pictures are everything.
Shanice, should we set you and Ross up? This might be the moment.
It might be. And Ross just he looked down and gave her shitty supermarket flowers. He could have gotten her better flowers. He should have brought like one of those cute like alpaca cups.
He should have been like
babies or whatever. Those are so cute. I would be like, I'm in love with you. Okay, yes.
Totally.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Wait, we have got to talk about all the little names that Ari called Ross.
Oh my God.
A nerd. Yeah.
Coming from Ari? That killed me.
Ari just had called himself a nerd like two minutes before that.
You know what? Yeah. Ari did handle himself well, I thought. I mean, he let him speak. He was like, go after her, talk to her. And he's like, but I hope you respect her and our relationship if she says no. And I feel like he handled it the best he could.
Ross straight up was like,
nah.
Yeah.
I'm coming after you. I don't know. My God. It is interesting. And I think that I guess it will intrigue Ari a little bit more to go after Becca. But at the same time, I think Becca's going to have to work harder to reassure Ari that she's there for him. Because they had that like small conversation where he was like, well, on our first conversation, you talked about your ex and you were emotional.
I mean, what about his ex? Emily. Come on, just stop.
You're over it.
I'm just over any excuse he could give at this point. But that's just me.
Guys, I can't believe next week is finale.
So crazy.
Do you think this episode would have been a little bit more interesting if Tia was in the final three? Because I feel like right off the bat, we all kind of discounted Kendall. We're like, obviously, he's not bringing Kendall to final two.
Right. I forgot about Kendall after her first,
right,
like after she her part of the date.
Totally.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it definitely probably would have been more interesting than watching his date with Lauren. to me.
So I think I would have been equally as confused.
I'm sorry, the chat roll is freaking out because apparently Logan Paul is in our chat roll. But I don't know if that's really him.
What? Is that really?
Anyways, you guys, should we get into Women Tell All? Canceled?
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Should we get into Women Tell All?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you guys like it?
I
did.
I liked it, but my expectations were set so high because everyone was like, it's the craziest Women's Tell All ever, and I didn't think it was, like, that hyped.
The most frustrating part to me was that every time they played what Crystal said, they just kept bleeping it out, and I just wanted to know, but thankfully Leslie Mann told everyone. Essentially.
What were they saying?
She was like, the thing about the needle.
And oh, I
was
the
like,
needle
okay,
did.
Now I got it.
Yeah.
But I want to know when in that thing did she call the other woman the C word?
Like, yes.
So, because they were saying, like, that's a dirty word you use to describe us. And I was like,
Caroline.
I was like, when did she say that? Was it bleeped? I don't know.
It must have been.
That was the best part of the episode to me, though, just to hear that footage. Because she was just sitting right there, and I'm like,
whoa. Yes.
Like, I was melting into the couch for her. I'm like, yes. All right, girl.
Tio was definitely campaigning to be Bachelorette, which is why I don't want her to be it even more.
You guys, the chat roll officially hates Tia.
Oh, really?
And I think that a lot of us are kind of over her, too. And I think it's just because at this point, it just feels like she's acting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw last night. She took over the E! News Snapchat story. Instagram story. And it even on there, it felt like she was campaigning to be Bachelorette because she was just like the part that they were showing, like her watching back the whole experience. She just kept talking about like how heartbroken she still is. She even apologized to Becca M publicly on the story and was like, please respond and confirm that we're cool. Like it just seemed all like pandering for people to like her.
Oh, on the E?
Yeah. I don't know if I just have that perspective because I don't anymore, but...
I completely agree with you.
I was like, oh, convenient. They gave it to her to do.
Yeah, I know. But also, I think she did a terrible job at it.
Yeah.
She wasn't interesting, and I was like, okay, I don't think she can... She does not deserve to take over this franchise.
I think Tia is way more of a Bachelor in Paradise...
Definitely.
...personality than a Bachelorette personality.
I agree.
Just makes it a little desperate when she's, like, campaigning for it so much.
I know. She really is. And everyone thinks that too. Do you think that's what she's trying to do or do you think we're all just putting it on her?
I think that's what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
I think Raven was like, you should go on Bachelor and you'll probably be Bachelorette. And she was like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, probably. Guys, did you see Ari's tweet about how
the shade?
He threw some shade saying that this is like what everyone's the auditions for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
It is so accurate though.
It's true.
And so Caroline had a huge part in last night's Women Tell All, and everyone really was on board with her. But I think what bothered me so much is just felt so forced, and she was screaming. And I think I just don't do well when people raise their voices. And I'm like, Caroline, like, why are you being so extra? Like, I appreciate you being a good friend right now, but, like, you'll make it onto Paradise. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I kind of feel like whatever happens in the end, obviously it's something crazy, is hurtful to whichever one is her better friend, which I'm going to go ahead and assume was Becca.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't really see Lauren B. form any, like, super
friendships. Yeah.
But anyway, so it just seemed like she was genuinely defending her friend with whatever happens. I mean, that's so hard to say exactly.
But even before that, she was trying so hard, like,
Crystal
and everything, and, like, I don't know.
I'm surprised that they didn't keep Caroline around longer than they did, even if that was an art decision or a producer decision, because she does bring some spunk to the group. I mean, after Crystal left, there was really nothing, no other, like, drama, and Caroline could have been that, you know?
I liked Caroline initially. Like, I do. I think she's very beautiful and totally a type for this franchise, but... I gotta be honest, she kind of fell flat for me while she was in the house. Like, the funniest moments for me with her was, like, her and Tia kind of mocking Crystal.
Right.
That's where I was like, oh, she's kind of funny and, like, cheeky, but I never saw anything between her and Ari. And I do agree with you that it was slightly forced on her end to be a little bit louder because her edit wasn't that great. Right. And now she could have something to propel her into paradise and being connected to
the ending that we don't know.
You're right. You know what I mean?
Like, at least now that we remember her for something.
Yeah. Right? Like, oh, but Caroline was the one who dropped the tea. Like, that's what it is now.
Definitely.
Instead of like, oh, she was like a fan favorite because she wasn't.
I agree. Someone did point out, I think it's Liza. Is it Liza or it's Liza, right? She said Caroline's pantsuit was everything last night, and she did look amazing.
She was
killing it.
She was ready for her moment.
She was.
She definitely came prepared with what she was going to say. And
for sure.
Yeah.
I think Becca M kind of stole the show, though, honestly. I think her personality is just infectious. I wish she was a little bit older to be the next Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Because I think she'd be so entertaining, so fun to watch. And I think that guys would fall in love with her.
Oh, yeah. I'd watch. Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, on that note, though, there's a heavy campaigning going on for CN to be Bachelorette as well. She's someone we can't forget about. She had a perfect, like, interview with Chris Harrison.
She really did.
Even the edit they showed back about their relationship, like, wowed me. I was like, oh.
They had way more moments than I remembered them having.
Same.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's in the ring, too. How do you guys feel about her potentially being Bachelorette?
Because
some of the chat role doesn't seem like they're here for it.
I hate to say this, but I really do think that, like, it is so much about a race thing. And I think that if they didn't just have Rachel, who was a Black Bachelorette, like, you don't think that ABC would think about that? Like, I feel like they would want someone else.
So you're saying they don't want her because she's Black?
Yeah, and I think it's messed up because I think if she wasn't Black, I think she would be a shoo-in.
You think do you think had Rachel not been it and CN came first, like, she would have been?
I do. Yeah. What do you think?
And
I hate saying that, but I honestly think that goes through producers' minds. Like, in ABC, they're like, okay, we just had our first lead. Like, that was a huge deal that Rachel was the lead. So I think for the next Bachelorette to also be a Black female, I think that would be a little bit more difficult for them to put her in that place. I think if it were, like, a season or two later, I think she'd be a shoo-in. Or I think if she came before Rachel. I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I wrong to say
really
that?
I'm not really sure. I personally just think CN's way too good for this franchise.
Yeah, I can agree with you.
I want her to go find something different for this
And
life.
A lot of the chat role agrees. A lot of people are saying, I think, unfortunately, I think that is a big issue.
I hate that it is. I don't personally think they would do back-to-back.
Back-to-back,
Because that might be... They might think, oh, we're trying too hard to, like, make this that sort of, I don't know, to, like, be inclusive or, I don't know. I mean, you would hope that they just do it based on who's the fan favorite.
Right.
That sort of stuff. So whether or not CN has that strong of a fan base, I guess.
I also don't think she has that strong of a fan base. I think we love her because she seems like such a cool, smart, like, well-rounded woman. And she's so beautiful and eloquent. But I think she was out a little too early. And I don't think we got to know her enough.
Yeah. I mean, we know all of her credentials. We know she went to a really great school, that she's well-traveled, that she's beautiful. But I feel like as far as her personality goes, we really didn't get to see that shine as much.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because I do agree. I think if she had come before Rachel, she would have made a better Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of unfortunate that we have to have these conversations, like you said, going forward, because it's like the awkwardness of, oh, if we do one Black lead and then we can't do one right after, like you said, for fear of looking like we're trying too hard. But then if you don't, is it like, are you stepping away from that big step that the franchise
took?
And then if you look on the flip side and maybe have like maybe a Black male lead and what that could do, like I totally see how that, you know, those conversations can be tricky and figuring out what's next and also being really tapped into what Bachelor Nation wants and who they want to see.
I think that's what's
going to lead.
But I do think that more people are saying that CN is too good for this franchise than that CN should be the next Bachelorette. I feel like that.
You think so? I mean, I think I see equal amounts. Like in our chat right now, people are saying she'd be an excellent Bachelorette.
Right.
Other people are saying that she's way too good for this and also way too good for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with both opinions. Like, I would love to see her as a Bachelorette because I think it just sets the standard so high.
I agree. Yeah.
And I would love to see ABC make that step.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, I want her to go I don't know, just do something.
Yeah,
outside of the franchise.
Like, where else would we see her on TV? Like,
right? Yeah, I mean, I would love to just like continue following her journey in general. So, yeah.
But
yeah.
I do think that Paradise is beneath her.
Someone in the chat
said that.
Yeah, well, so, I forgot who it was, but they said that they see her going on Paradise and having like a Taylor edit, like falling in love right away and being like,
interesting,
that couple. But I don't know if I agree with that though. So
I don't know. She's destined for great things regardless.
Right. So I'm just trying to think of like what guys would show up on Bachelor in Paradise that are
good for her.
Right.
I guess it would depend on whoever is on Bachelor.
Peter Krause.
Peter, I don't think Peter would ever do Paradise.
If he was offered The Bachelor and he turned that down, why would he do Paradise?
Right. I think that's low-key why he didn't do Winter Games, because it's like, you can't have all these, like, because, like, if you, the more shows you do and you build these connections that then fail, like, that's only going to be used as ammo against you later if you are Bachelor, because think about all the failed relationships Nick had, and people were like, why does he deserve this?
Right.
At this point, along with many other reasons. I think it would taint Peter's like perfect little persona that he has right now to be like in an atmosphere like Paradise, dating around, kind of that like tongue-in-cheek vibe that it gives versus the like, I'm Peter Krause.
Right. No, if Peter ever comes back, it's for the lead role. For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. Guys, I cannot wait to see who the Bachelorette will be and who the guys are. I think I like the Bachelorette better than the Bachelor.
Really?
Yes. Although the women are always entertaining, but towards the end, I feel like it gets reversed. I think the Bachelor is more entertaining in the beginning, and the Bachelorette is more entertaining towards the end.
I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. I guess also, too, in the end, I can relate more to the Bachelorette of, like, having to pick. At this point, I'm, like, screaming at the screen, like, Ari, what are you doing?
I know.
But, yeah.
I think Ari's going to have such a difficult decision. I really can't imagine. I think I wouldn't be surprised if one of his final two, which I guess probably only it could be Becca, would be the next Bachelorette.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a Becca season of Bachelorette, I think.
I would too.
Me too. Okay, so does that mean we all think Lauren's going to win?
I think Becca's going to win.
Okay.
I've just always thought that she was going to. I'm stuck to the microphone.
There we go. Christine, who do you think Ari's going to choose?
God. I know previously I had Becca winning, and I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
Dramatic.
Previously, I had Becca winning too, but after tonight, I think Lauren might take it. I don't know why, but I truly feel like he is in love with her.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Lauren wins either. He obviously has some sort of like unexplained connection with her.
I know, but the way that they're hyping this, I feel like it'll just be Becca, because we're now all convinced that he's so in love with Lauren.
Right.
And it's the most dramatic finale ever.
And I feel like if he chooses Lauren, Becca will be heartbroken, but she'll go on. But like, Lauren would be devastated if Becca wins. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she has voiced her insecurities all along, and he's reassured her that for him not to choose her, I feel like she would just be so blown away. Like, I'm shocked. I'm nervous. I'm excited.
Too. Good thing we have 4 hours of it now.
I know.
How much Bachelor have we ingested over the last week, Christina? Like, oh my God. 11 hours of Winter Games. And like another 3 hours tonight. Like, it's just,
I mean, it's just too much.
And then, wait, do we have how much of a gap do we have between this and Bachelorette?
I think the Bachelorette normally comes on.
It's like May, right?
May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have some time.
Like a month and a half, or 2 months, I guess. And then Paradise normally comes on in June, right?
Like right after.
Right afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Late summer.
Oh, yeah, it is normally late summer, and that makes sense. Because the Bachelorette goes into the summer, right? Yeah, if it starts in May.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm so excited. Okay, so I asked the chat roll before we end, who does everyone think Ari will choose? And
some saying Lauren. Majority Lauren.
Majority Lauren.
Oh, wow.
And also people are still fighting over Sienna.
And Peter.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love this. Well, you guys, I guess we'll have to wait and see. We're still trying to figure out when we're going to do our show. I guess we'll be back for our normal time to do the finale next Monday at 9 p.m. And then we're going to see what Chris Harrison is going to throw at us for next Tuesday. I can't imagine what it'll be. Because tomorrow or next Monday is the 3-hour finale, and is it after the final rose as well?
So yeah, they're doing it. Well, what it said online was they're doing a 2-hour like typical finale, and then after 1 hour after the final rose, right after. But there's also going to be another like after the final rose on Tuesday.
So that's the 3 hours on Monday. The two plus one.
So there's 3 hours on Monday, 1 hour on Tuesday. It sounds like so 4 hours total.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be so good.
I know if we can't get in here on Tuesday, I'm gonna be on Instagram talking about my thoughts about it. I know you always do your recap too, so follow us. We'll be talking about it.
Christine, where can everyone find you and follow you all week long to talk about The Bachelor? You can
find me on Twitter and Instagram at Christine Beam.
And Sterling.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And you guys can follow me across social media at Miss Zia. I love connecting with you guys, and I do my own recap, so check in for that, and then we'll see you guys here next Monday. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.